Sometimes these days, the label on the sparkling water says lightly carbonated. Of course, that means they had to find a name for water that wasn't carbonated, and since non-carbonated sounded far too ordinary, the trendier restaurants decided on flat water. There are even a few places that refer to it as still water. It's subtle, but it's clearly a decision that when it comes to beverages, flat may possibly be seen as negative. Never overlook pretentiousness. Pretentiousness is the reason we don't drink water anymore. Instead, we hydrate ourselves. Hey, I'll hydrate myself to that. This is about food advertising language. You're familiar with the words. You hear them all the time. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can. Well, if those are the words they want to use, let's take a look at them. Old-fashioned. When they say old-fashioned, they want us to think about the old days, don't they? The old days. You know, before we had sanitation laws. Before hygiene became popular. Back when E. coli was still considered a condiment. Right next to old-fashioned in the warmth and nostalgia department is homemade. You see it on packages in the supermarket. Homemade flavor. Folks, take my word for this. A food company operating out of a 90-acre processing plant is functionally incapable of producing anything homemade. I don't care if the CEO is living in the basement, wearing an apron and cooking on a hot plate. It's not gonna happen. Same with restaurants. Homemade soup. Once again, doesn't matter how much the 4-foot amphetamine-laced waitress with the bright orange hair smoking the 3 Marlboros reminds you of your dear old mother, the soup is not homemade. Unless the chef and his family are sleeping in the kitchen, and if that's the case, I'm not hungry. Homemade is a myth. You want to know some things that are homemade? Crystal meth, crack cocaine, a pipe bomb full of nails. Now we're talking homemade. If you need further information, check the notes of Timothy McVeigh. Old Tim knew how to cook up little homemade goodies. Sometimes the advertising people realize that homemade sounds too full of shit, so they switch to home style. They'll say something has a home style flavor. Well, whose home are we talking about? Jeffrey Dahmer's? Believe me, folks, there's nothing home-style about the boiled head of a Cambodian teenager, even if you sprinkle parsley on the hair and serve it with oven-roasted potatoes. Style is another bullshit word you have to keep an eye on. Anytime you see the word style added to another word, someone is pulling your prick. New York-style deli. You know why they call it that? Because it's not in New York. That's the only reason. It's probably in bumfuck Egypt. The owner's from Rwanda, and the food tastes like something the Hutus would feed to the Tutsis. Another bogus use of the word style is in family-style restaurant. Family-style. What that means is that there's an argument going on at every table, and the eldest male is punching the women. You know, family-style. Gourmet is another word the advertising sluts have completely wiped their asses with. Everything is gourmet now. Gourmet chicken in a can. Gourmet dining in a cup. Folks, try not to be too fucking stupid, would you? There's no such thing as gourmet coffee, gourmet rolls, or gourmet pizza. Gourmet means one thing. We're going to charge you more. Same thing is true of the word cuisine. The difference between food and cuisine is $60. That's it. They're stealing from you. You want to know some real gourmet food? Toasted snail penises. Candied fillet of panda asshole. Deep dish duck dick. Now you're talking cuisine. Here's a word only a bullshitter could love. Hearty. Soups are hearty. Breakfast is hearty. Folks, next time you see the word hearty, take a good look at the rest of the label. 600 grams of saturated fat. You know, hearty, as in heart attack. It's a good idea to be wary of any words ending in Y, in particular such words as buttery, lemony, and chocolatey. Anytime marketers add a Y to the name of a food, you can be sure they're yanking your schwants. Real chocolatey goodness. Translation? No fucking chocolate. And while we're at it, zesty and tangy are not real words that normal people use in conversation.